With over 800 bands and 11 stages used over 11 days, Milwaukee's Summerfest has been certified by the Guinness Book of World Records as the largest music festival on Earth. And the event consistently draws a variety of big-name acts and local favorites to the long-standing music festival. But catching a set from a lesser-known up-and-coming artist can make a music festival a truly unique experience. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music writer Piet Levy joins us now with some of his suggestions. Piet, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, let's get to some big names first. Piet, you like to catch some of the big acts, and I know you've been picking some out. Janelle Monáe is coming this year. She's been big in music and movies. Tell us a little bit about what you expect from her show.
Oh, man, Janelle Monáe. If I had to pick one out of all 800 bands that I'm most excited about, it's absolutely Janelle Monáe. She's released, hands down, my favorite album of this year so far called Dirty Computer. It's just a really funky, fun album. She really emerges as kind of the heir apparent to Prince on this album. But it's also a very personal album, clearly her most personal album. She came out as pansexual earlier this year. There's a lot of sex-positive songs on there, a lot of Black Pride songs on there, a lot of political and socially relevant songs on there. Nevertheless, it never loses the funk. It never loses the beat. It's just so catchy. And she hasn't played Milwaukee in years, so I'm very, very excited for this.
All right, here's a little listen to the title track, Dirty Computer.
Dirty computer, breaking down, picking my face up off the ground.
Like to listen longer, but we've got a lot of other acts to get there too. You've got some country big names in your list. Who you got?
Yeah, well, here's kind of an alternative country artist, and he's really kind of in the same realm, but he's the one I'm most excited about in that world, and it's Jason Isbell. He's performing with his band, The Four Unit. He's going to be there July 5th. Jason Isbell was part of the Outlaw Music Festival at Summerfest last year. It was a festival within the festival at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater. It had huge names. Nelson was there. Sheryl Crow was there. Bob Dylan was there. And yet, set was the one that I thought was the most powerful. He's also has some really relevant new music from an album called The Nashville Sound, with some really personal songs on there and a lot of really interesting political messaging on there, too. It's just he's one of the best songwriters we have.
Here's a little bit of Jason Isbell. This is If We Were Vampires.
Maybe time running out is a gift. I'll work hard till the end of my shift and give you every second I can find.
All right, we've had some out there, space funk, some country, and then blues. You've got Buddy Guy on your list of picks. He is known for a pretty good live show, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Buddy Guy, he's one of the greatest guitarists of all time, period. I mean, Rolling Stone said that. Like, everyone said that. Anyone that's seen him said that. I think the last time he was at Summerfest, but certainly one of the most recent times, was he was the opening act for the Rolling Stones. There's this really surprising get for Summerfest where they got the Rolling Stones, one of the very few dates they did that summer in 2015, in the smallest venue, too. And Buddy Guy not only was the opener, but he also was a guest. The Rolling Stones love him for good reason. He's really one of our key legendary bluesmen whose music will live on forever.
All right, here's a little bit of Buddy Guy, Five Long Years.
Have you ever been mistreated? That you got to? You got to know just what I'm talking about.
Guy, and Piet, I know you like seeing the big acts, but there's a special place in your heart for catching the Wisconsin bands at Summerfest. Why is that?
Totally. I mean, that's the thing. This is the world's largest music festival, and obviously people go for the headliners, and those headliners are usually at the end of the night, but I always tell people every single year, get there early, discover things, and you can discover so much amazing talent that's just in our backyard. I think that's a great opportunity at Summerfest, and then you can find new favorites that you can see again and again and again in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin.
Right. Do you, well, maybe you do this differently than most people as a music writer yourself. Do you carefully map out who you're going to see where and when, or do you leave some time to wander?
I do try to leave a little time to wander. I mean, it's tougher for me because I've got so many deadlines. I have to kind of run around, and it's a big, big challenge. But I definitely encourage people to get there early to really kind of explore, you know, and, you know, self-promoting here. But if you go to jsonline.com/entertainment/summerfest, there's actually an interactive guide that we have where you can find my suggestions for three acts to see each day. And those are broken down into, like, headliners, up-and-comers, and local acts, because there's just a lot of great local stuff you should check out.
Talking to Piet Levy from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about acts to catch at Summerfest. It's creeping up real soon, next week, in fact, in Milwaukee. We heard about some of the big names, and he's got a lot of local artists to tell us about as well. And let's get into some of those picks now, Piet. Abby Jean from Milwaukee. I'm not familiar. Tell us the story.
Oh, you should be familiar. Shame on you, Rob.
Well, I mean, there's so much music like that, Piet, that I should know and I don't. It's the bane of my existence. But
hey,
go ahead.
I'm just ripping you there. So yeah, Abby Jean was on the Journal Sentinel's Wisconsin Bands to Watch list for this year. She's just got this incredibly powerful voice. But, you know, it's not only powerful in the sense that she can really belt. It's powerful in the sense that there's just a lot of emotion to her singing. And she merges that with this really great rock sound that has this great backing rock band. This is an act who really, she can kind of reach everybody and touch everybody. I mean, she just has that big, wide kind of reach. I mean, I dare to kind of do some Adele comparisons in the sense that Adele can really, you know, whether you're 80 or 8, Adele can really captivate you. And Abby Jean does the exact same thing.
All right, here's Abby Jean and Be in the Sun. Abby Jean there. Another newcomer, as I understand it, playing Summerfest, Milwaukee's Paper Holland. Tell us about them.
Well, kind of a newcomer. I mean, they've actually been around for a little bit, but they are, in a sense, a brand new band. I mean, they have certainly had lineup changes, but their sound has just changed really dramatically. Their first album that came out a few years ago is called Happy Belated, really good kind of emo pop that they'd worked on for a long, long time. And it even got a little bit of a national attention. You know, even NPR kind of championed the band a little bit. So they return with a new album called Galapagos, which is a very different kind of album. It doesn't sound like Happy Belated at all. It's got this more kind of tropical feel, but it's still consistently really good, really catchy, really absorbing.
All right, Paper Holland here with Silver Lines. Paper Holland with Silver Lines. I got another few. We'll see how many we can get through from your list here. A ska band here from Wisconsin, Something to Do. They've got some interesting song titles. Piet, tell us about Something to Do.
Yeah, Something to Do is a ska band with members in Madison and Milwaukee. And we do this thing at the Journal Sentinel called Soundcheck, where we have local bands come in and do a couple songs on camera with us. And they did a soundcheck with us, one of the first ones that they did when I started here in 2012. And I just totally fell in love with their infectious sound. It's not necessarily original, but it's just really, really catchy. And those guys are just hilarious. Talking to them, I just kept cracking up. And they came back and did another session with us a couple years ago with one of their original Christmas songs. And you can hear it in their songs. I mean, they have a song about, like, Paul Newman. They have a song about Tina Fey from 30 Rock, her character. They have an Arrested Development-inspired song. They don't take themselves seriously at all, and that's part of the charm.
Here's that Paul Newman one titled Paul Newman Hates You. And ska can be fun to see live, definitely. Let's see, how about Caroline Rose, an indie rocker?
Yeah, so let's branch out from Wisconsin and look at some kind of just emerging artists that are playing. There's actually something at Summerfest they've been doing for, I think, like 10 years now. I might be wrong there, but it's called the Emerging Artist Series, where on the Johnson Controls World Soundstage, from 3 o'clock until this last up to 6:45 each day. They have four emerging bands that play. And some of the alum have really gone on to do some really big things. Bourne's played there. Ex-ambassadors played there. Maren Morris, who obviously has that massive song called The Middle, she's an Emerging Artist Series alum. So it's really a chance to see some of the future stars, in the afternoon, up close and personal, before they're huge, and you get those bragging rights. Caroline Rose is one of those artists who, I don't know if she'll be a massive star, but she's certainly one who's going to get more and more acclaim. Her latest album is just so catchy and so good, and it's a really good mix of kind of droll lyrics and droll humor with some really sensitive and somber subject matter, and the sound kind of spans from folk to, it's got a little bit of a pop jump to it. She says she was inspired in part by Justin Timberlake.
Caroline Rose here, More of the Same. One more, Piet. Second to last day, I understand one of your big picks not to miss, soul singer Johnny P.
Yeah, Johnny P. is just kind of starting out, but man, when you hear his voice, it just brings you right back to Sam Cooke. I mean, he just has a really good sound to his voice and just a lot of passion to his songs. And they feel fresh, but they feel very familiar all in the same. We started the show with talking about Janelle Monáe and how she's done the music world and the movie world, and Johnny P. is the same sort of deal. He's starting out with his songwriting career and his music career, but he also is kind of started with his acting career, and he got a really good start. He was in the film Detroit, which Kathryn Bigelow directed last year, with Jacob Lattimore, who's a Milwaukee native, actually was in that film as well. So, definitely wanted to check out that July 7th at 8 o'clock on the Briggs & Stratton Big Backyard stage.
Little taste of Johnny P., Good to You.
Come with me, baby.
And Piet, you're doing some workouts. Make sure you're in shape to catch all the bands you want to.
I'm doing what I can. I've got these three little kids at home, so they make me kind of run around a lot too. And I'll be running all over the place. We've got a whole team of people that will be going, covering Summerfest really extensively like we do every year. And I encourage the listeners to go to jsonline.com/Summerfest because we're going to have photos every day, reviews every day. You can go there now and get lots of pics for things to see, need-to-know guides, how you can get in for free every day. It's just such an incredible festival. It's always a pleasure to cover it. And I hope people will join us along as we jump right in again.
Thanks to Piet Levy from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel previewing Summerfest. In the background, Spoon, another one of his picks on Central Time.